Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
John Hopkins University is reporting the global toll of confirmed deaths from COVID-19 surpassed 4 million people on Wednesday. The WHO announced a disproportionate number of deaths in parts of Africa, Asia, and Latin America have led to the higher numbers. American diplomats and troops in Iraq and Syria were targeted in 3 rocket and drone attacks in the past 24 hours. 2 American service members have been injured. The D.C. Appeals Court on Wednesday suspended Rudy Giuliani, a former attorney for President Trump, from practicing law in Washington, D.C. They issued the order citing the suspension of Giuliani's New York law license 2 weeks ago. Texas House of Representatives are in a special legislative session attempting to destroy ballot harvesting. Republicans are pushing to ban drive-through and after-hours voting. The 47-page House Bill 3 was filed online Wednesday evening. USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Vaccine hesitancy shouldn't be politicized. Dan Naraki explains.
With the Delta variant of the coronavirus now becoming the dominant strain in new cases in the United States, there are even more efforts being undertaken to reach out to portions of the population that are unvaccinated. Former CDC Director Dr. Tom Frieden says vaccinations shouldn't be politicized. He tells Fox News that the real battle being fought is between the virus and humans.
So it really is a race of the variants against the vaccine. And really what works best for each person is whatever works best for that person. For some people, it'll be their doctor. For others, it'll be the local drugstore. For others, it may be a community site. And in different communities, the key is to identify the messengers and messages that are going to work. Bottom line here, there's only one enemy. The enemy is a virus. And the more we work together, the more people can conquer the virus. The more we divide, the more the virus divides and conquers us.
USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Overcrowded U.S. immigration detention centers have a huge spike in COVID-19 infections in recent months. That's according to a New York Times report. The paper found that more than 7,500 new cases of COVID-19 have been reported in border detention centers between April and last week. Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich on Fox News says the Biden administration has chosen immigrants over the safety of the American people.
The Biden administration is making a choice between migrants and Americans, and they're telling the wrong people to stay home. They literally are trying to shut down our economy. And I keep emphasizing to folks that the biggest health crisis facing our country today is the Biden administration. Because we may have 3 vaccines for COVID, but there's no cure for stupid. And what the Biden administration is doing is just plain dumb, Sean. You know that there are millions of people illegally crossing our southern border. A small percentage of them have been adequately vaccinated. They're packed into detention centers. It could be a catastrophe. Not only a public health crisis. And so the Biden administration, as you know, is trying to get rid of Title 42, which essentially President Trump used to literally expel hundreds of thousands of people out of this country for public health reasons. So which is it, Joe Biden? Do we have a public health crisis where we're going to lock down our economy, or alternatively, we're going to go ahead and let people in and gut Title 42, which is designed to protect the public health?
Border infections make up more than 40% of all reported cases in ICE facilities since the start of the pandemic. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. Again, that's 800-399-3706.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Dr. Steve Turley joins us now, the internationally recognized scholar, speaker, and author. Hey, Steve, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Bill. Great to be back with you.
Well, I've been looking forward to this. Let's unwrap this CRT that is destroying the Democrats, this and everything that has to do with the wokenistas, even to the point that some of their strategic leadership has said, guys, you better be careful with this thing. But they own this, but, you know, they've been trying to disown so many other things. So I don't know if down the road it's a matter of time for them to come back and say, well, we really never supported CRT, right?
I think you're going to start seeing that at some point, like they've been trying to do, blaming the Republicans on defunding the
police.
Even CNN had to laugh at. This is so absurd. But, CRT is, it may be the Achilles heel of the Democratic Party. We're all hoping to finally see very few things as we see in the school board meetings have animated and galvanized parents of all races, you know, of all ethnicities, against what they rightly perceive as a horrifically pernicious racist ideology that's being shoved down their kids' throats. And again, it's a beautiful testimony, in my view, to the cultural health of our nation that so many parents are horrified at having their kids turned into racists. They don't want them to be racist. They want everyone to have a beautiful and good life in this nation, and they want to protect their neighbor and their neighborhoods from such pernicious forces. And so I think what we're seeing is really the rise of what I like to call patriot parents throughout the nation. Bill, I taught rhetoric for 20 years in a classical school where we taught Latin and Greek and theology and the like. I taught classical rhetoric. I got to tell you, I have never heard such passionate and such beautiful rhetoric than from what I've been hearing in these 2-3 minute clips from these parents. These are so good. They're talking straight from the heart. And it's like the Spirit's just giving them the words to say that is convincing not just people here in the United States, but people around the world, particularly in Europe. I'm thinking of Emmanuel Macron in France, who's actually declared they need to ban critical race theory from their borders. It's fascinating stuff for sure.
Yeah, and the thing is, as you said clearly at the beginning, Steve, is that this crosses all demography, people of color. And the thing is that makes me proud is you're seeing the mother bears come out en masse.
Yeah.
They're very passionate, very articulate, and it's as you know, they woke up from hibernation here or something. You know, maybe they're busy running families, trying to deal with COVID and everything. And all of a sudden, they're able to look into the classrooms. I mean, it really bears the question that what we're seeing happening in the classrooms, it's like, wait a minute, how come we don't have cameras inside the classrooms where we can see what these teachers are saying to our kids and how they're indoctrinating our kids? Is that the next level of scrutiny that takes place?
It's a good question. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure a lot of parents are going to want something like that. At this point, it just seems like the galvanization and the politicization of parents coming together. I think NBC had reported that there are currently now 165 local and national groups formed to fight this stuff. And so I think South Lake, Texas is becoming a bit of a model here. South Lake, Texas, suburb, you know, Dallas-Fort Worth area, they had a whole CRT election with their school board, with their mayor, with their city council, and it was the battle lines were clearly drawn there. Many who were on the school board wanted to implement CRT into the curriculum. Parents rose up in mass. They came out. It was, I think, three times the election turnout they've ever had. It was the biggest election turnout they've ever seen in South Lake. And every single candidate who supported and advocated CRT lost with 70% of the vote. I mean, that you don't get more of an exclamation mark. You don't get more of a shut case than that. That is an absolute thrashing at the polls. And, you know, we're starting to see it all over. You know, Loudoun County in Virginia, the wealthiest county in the nation. I mean, this is the definition of the gentry liberal, you know, sort of swamp suburb. Parents don't want it there. They don't want it anywhere.
Right. Well, there's nothing, you know, what benefit does CRT deliver to the student? Really, that's the big question. And can you demonstrate anywhere where CRT is working and it's advanced the culture and they're all the better for it? And the other thing that I keep asking is, go, wait a minute, for goodness sakes, this is a theory. I mean, we're turning education on its head because of a theory? Really?
Right. Right. Oh, yeah, you got it. Well, and that is the key. And I think everybody knows it. Everybody gets it. Victor Davis Hanson, I think, said it best. You know, we're a tolerant people. We are, especially conservatives, because conservatives, we don't spend our days, you know, protesting things, breaking things, destroying things. We spend our days building things. We take that Dominion mandate very seriously. It's just part of a conservative DNA. It's we're expected. This is something, it's literally an issue of social obligation. We're expected to go out, make the world better for ourselves and for our neighbors and our neighborhoods, faith, family, and freedom. And look, when all is said and done, you are seeing a movement that's rising up that's telling us we're going to have to now give all of that up. We're going to have to give up our nation. We're going to have to give up any notion of faith, family, and freedom, and then that's it.
Exactly.
That's the line they crossed, and that's why we're seeing patriot parents rising up all over the place.
Well, as you say, you know, Democrats are riding the wrong horse here. We'll see. Only time will tell and prove this to be the case, because like anything political, there must be a price to be paid. And the midterms are just around the corner. We'll see what happens there. But meanwhile, you've got the largest teachers union that says they're not teaching critical race theory. But yet the president was very passionate about saying we're opening the war chest. I mean, she's declared war on anybody that would challenge the teachers over critical race theory. So what is it? If you're not teaching it, why do you need legal representation? Because it's a fait accompli. So what are you telling us really here?
Exactly. And that, I think that is the clearest indicator out there that we've already won this. It's just a matter now of mopping up missions at this point.
Well, and also, like in any battle, Steve, there has to be some takeaway. And I believe the teachers' unions and public education requires a serious notice and a hit, if I might say, and that is that we've got to let the voucher program, we've got to open the door to vouchers and open up our educational system to the free market, and let's see what happens to our kids after that. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour. We've got more from Dr. Steve Turley after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. That's 800-890-8117.
Hey, welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, you're listening to the show that's fresh and independent. Yes, we are, and we're proud of that, and we're grateful for the networks that carry us, that allow us to maintain such, because let's face it, legacy media is truth averse for whatever reason. There is an expected outcome that they are striving for, and they seem to have no conscience of abandoning their reason to exist and holding to journalistic principles. You know, let's just sell out. Let's just sell our own ideology all in the name of journalism. And look what's happening. And they wonder why they continue to lose audience or lose readership. It's because people are starving for the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but, and we're committed to that end. We continue our conversation with Dr. Steve Turley, the internationally recognized scholar, speaker, and author. And as we were talking before the break about vouchers, this is something that even, especially in poor communities, Steve, that the parents are saying, look, if anything is systemic, it's public education. It is dumbing down our kids, and how are they supposed to compete when they've been so mediocritized? You know, it's disgusting to think of the amount of money per child and in tax money that we're giving to the public education institutions, and the best we can rank is about 27th amongst all the nations who are competing. I mean, 27th with all the money and the pride and hard work of Americans, that's the best we can do. I mean, I believe the teachers' unions have really demonstrated to the rest of us through this COVID challenge and crisis that we've been going through that they're ill-prepared and that the time is now to give parents the power again to educate their children. Give them the vouchers so they can choose, and let's see what the free markets would do for our kids.
Yeah, wow. Well, so well said. Yeah, if we thought CRT was cutting across traditional political and racial lines, nothing is doing that like school choice. It is absolutely fascinating. I mean, this program, I think, has demonstrated we've got a winning formula here in terms of the culture war. Real Clear Opinion Research just found that 71% of voters back some form of school choice. That's the highest level ever recorded. Last year it was close. Back in August of 2020, the same researchers found that 69% of voters supported school choice. Again, just an extremely high number. There's been a number of studies as well that show that we're seeing the largest expansion of school choice in the nation. How could we not, right, with numbers like that in support of it? As we speak, there are at least 50 school choice bills that have been introduced in over 30 states so far. We're the majority now.
Yeah,
exactly. I believe now we're at about 30 states that have implemented some form of school choice, whether it's vouchers or education savings accounts or tax credits, whatever it happens to be. You know, there's very few things, you'll get a kick out of this, there's very few things that could actually bring together Republican Senator Ted Cruz and the ultra-left Democratic Representative Sheila Jackson Lee on the same stage. Amen. Actually advocating the very same thing, and you know exactly what that is. It's school choice.
Exactly.
It's very few things. I mean, this is the future. I mean, there's right. No way around it. The bringing our education system into the free market is the wave of the future. There's nothing that teachers unions can stop. And that means that teachers unions most likely their days are numbered.
Well, we can hope so. And let me tell you, I was looking at the teachers union's mission statement, and in the speak of it, way down buried was something about doing something for the kids. I mean, just their mission statement alone tells you they're totally upside down. They don't realize, somehow it's about them, about the administrative state of the educational system and what they've been able to institutionalize. And this is why it's missing its mark. And we continue to put good money into this kind of destructive philosophical institution.
Wonderful if it weren't for the students, right?
Right, exactly. Well, and again, look at, I have family, they're teachers. Isn't a broad stroke deal, because I can tell you a lot of them are very frustrated with the administrative state. It is so top heavy. And, and I think that in any business operation, Steve, they would not last. They would be fired. They'd be gone. I mean, they couldn't even last a semester because of the level of incompetence. And you got to be able to call it for what it is. And moms and dads, and especially the moms, are being quite vocal about it. And so we can only hope that the pressure stays on and that the power of educating our children returns back in the hands where it's always belonged. And that's in their homes with moms and dads.
Yeah, absolutely. Public education is not monolithic in our nation. I mean, there's plenty of towns, particularly in the Bible Belt and Mid-America, that still actually have plenty of prayer going on in public schools. There's actually a lot of wonderful Bible studies that are being offered. There's even a really neat movement bill among churches to adopt their local public schools, and so the members of the church end up becoming mentors there. They volunteer for all kinds of things, and so in many respects, you're seeing more evangelical activity in schools than we frankly have ever seen.
And that needs to be encouraged, because that's where it began. When you go back to education before public education, because Dewey and the early founders of public education, they understood. I mean, this was a mission. And for over 100 years, they've been progressing to this end. And I believe maybe they've just, maybe they've shot their last wad. We can only hope.
They overplayed their hand big time. You got it. And no question. And for me, that's exactly what school choice does, is it opens up the schools now for scrutiny by parents and students and communities alike. So the good schools are going to be just fine. But the ones that need to just go away, the market will make sure that there are alternatives to do precisely that.
And it could be a little bit of a process, Steve, as I mentioned, because of the administrative state of the unions and how they have, controlled these local, schoolhouses. And, this is where it is so imperative, as you mentioned earlier, for the parents to rise up, take over these school boards and be able to control the curricula once again.
That's key. And it brings us full circle. The reason why we're seeing parents explode, the mama bears, the patriot parents rise up, is they are recognizing rightly that these school boards are ruling them, not representing them. That's the key. If they felt like they were being represented and their values were being represented, their interests and the concerns, there would be no issue. They'd be the same old boring school board meetings that we've come to expect, and God bless it. Like, we want school board meetings to be boring and uneventful because they're representative. There's not much controversy. These are school board meetings that demonstrate for the entire world to see that these bureaucrats, these globalists, left-wing, hardcore ideologue bureaucrats, have all become rulers rather than representatives who govern according to their own values, interests, and concerns at the expense and indeed at the hostility of the values, interests, and concerns of the parents.
Well, Dr. Steve Turley, again, we appreciate the insight. And as you say, CRT is destroying the Democrats. The president himself has been emphatic about supporting CRT. And we'll see how this plays out, because you're starting to see a little chink in the armor here. It's not quite as fortified as you would think. And especially after you heard the president of the American Teachers Federation come out so vehemently. Methinks you protest too much, I'm just saying.
Absolutely. Well said. I love it.
Well, Dr. Steve, again, how can people be in touch with you?
They can go to YouTube and just punch in Dr. Steve or Dr. Steve Turley. They'll see my channel there, 750,000 subscribers. Or they could go to my website at Turley Talks, TurleyTalks.com.
Well, Steve, awesome as always. We appreciate the time. You take care. Godspeed, my friend.
God bless you, Bill. Thank you so much.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was is honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
John Hopkins University is reporting the global toll of confirmed deaths from COVID-19 surpassed 4 million people on Wednesday. The WHO announced a disproportionate number of deaths in parts of Africa, Asia, and Latin America have led to the higher numbers. American diplomats and troops in Iraq and Syria were targeted in 3 rocket and drone attacks in the past 24 hours. 2 American service members have been injured. The D.C. Appeals Court on Wednesday suspended Rudy Giuliani, a former attorney for President Trump, from practicing law in Washington, D.C. They issued the order citing the suspension of Giuliani's New York law license 2 weeks ago. Texas House of Representatives are in a special legislative session attempting to destroy ballot harvesting. Republicans are pushing to ban drive-thru and after-hours voting. The 47-page House Bill 3 was filed online Wednesday evening. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Blame you for wondering. Boy, I'll tell you, the news and what we see in our daily lives, the question is our world actually reeling toward the prescient days of Noah? Now, you hear that and you go, okay, what do you mean by that? Well, for those of you that are not familiar with the story of Noah and the days that led up to a time of utter destruction that God said he would never do again, never would he again send water to flood the earth as he did in the days of Noah. But, there's unparalleled global turmoil as foretold by Jesus in the Gospels of Matthew and Luke. And Pastor Carl Gallups is going to be joining us here in just a few moments here. And we're going to be able to get into detail because I've been wanting to do this the last couple times he's been on his latest book, The Summoning, preparing for the coming days of Noah. The signs are here. And whether we talk about the brothers Issachar, others who are watching, what is going on? This era of COVID, this is no surprise. I mean, God knew this was going to happen. He knew that this great American idea was going to be brought to its knees, and we're very close to this right now. I mean, the prevailing powers that are doing everything they can to rob us of our liberties are coming at us full force. I mean, to the degree that you have a president coming on television and saying, get ready, we're going to have people knocking at your door. Well, Pastor Carl Gallups, former decorated law enforcement officer, author of incredible acclaim, joins us now. He happens to be my good friend, so I can brag about him all I want, so I hope you don't mind. Hey, Carl, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, man, no, I don't mind. I'll take all that I can get. It's just you and me and my mom that talk that way about me anyway.
Well, I know there's many others. You're being quite humble. But we appreciate that God has wired you for a time like this, to take you through an incredible law enforcement career, You've been a pastor. You've been in the pulpit, the senior pastor, for over 30 years at Hickory Hammock. You bring the truth with courage and boldness. You know, standing on the rock, the solid rock of Jesus Christ. And you are a blessing to your community. And those of us who follow you and those of you of us who have been blessed by all the books that you've written.
Oh, wow. Thank you for the encouragement, brother. You've made my day. God bless. And I look forward to spending a few minutes with you this morning. Thanks for having me on.
Well, as I said to our audience, I've been wanting to talk the last couple times that we've been together to talk about your book, The Summoning. We made reference to it. But I really wanted to dedicate this time, you know, to this book because it is lining up with what is happening in our society. And we have to be students of the times. I mean, God, you know, gave us that command to be aware. I mean, he said, look, you guys figure it out, you know, when rains are coming and you can look up in the sky and, you know, predict the storms and all this. But you need to look beyond that. You need to look into the spiritual realm to see that the signs are there. They're not that mysterious, are they?
No, they're really not. They're in the Word of God. But, of course, that would require, and I'm not speaking down to anybody in your audience, I'm just speaking truth, that would require that we read the Word, we know the Word, we have some understanding of the Word. First, the Word tells us we have to be born again so that the Spirit of God reveals to us in the Word. It means we would have to be under the teaching and preaching of the contextual Word of God. But when all of those things kind of fall into place, and none of them have to be done perfectly, but if our heart is right, then what happens is, we begin to see clearly, and that's what Jesus was talking about when he spoke to those religious elite. He said, you know, you've got the scriptures before you, but you don't apply them contextually. You've got your own little political agendas, so you can tell what the weather's going to be by looking at the sky, but you can't even recognize that Messiah, fulfilling all of the prophecies written over 1,000 years ago, is standing right in front of you, and you're going to crucify me in the name of God, thinking you're doing God a favor. You don't even know the times you're living in. And so, and I paraphrased a lot of that, but that's exactly the message he got forth. So no, you're right, and so a big, huge part of my ministry is trying to wake the world up, the church up. I kind of feel like Noah, you know, building a ship in my backyard and standing in the front of it screaming, there's a flood coming, guys. You better be ready. And so anyway, yeah, and the book is called The Summoning, and then it says preparing for the days of Noah, because Jesus talked about that a lot.
Exactly. Well, it is about a point in time. And one of the reasons Jesus wept was because the children of Israel, the Jews, had missed their appointed time. And to think that, you know, Christ himself would cry for his creation because they missed it, that really says a lot right there. I mean, it's a very short verse. Jesus wept. But, boy, I'll tell you, that could preach for years, couldn't it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. And yeah, and you've nailed it. And that's right. And, of course, you know that he, you know, is still weeping over the planet. Billions and billions of people just don't get it. The Bible says they don't have eyes to see. They don't have ears to hear. They've been lured away like fish in a pond by Satan's lures of the glitter and sparkle in the water. And they've been lured after those things. And rather than seeking the face of God, who is to come and who has already come once in the flesh and who is coming again to rule and reign and to destroy this earthly system of filth and corruption and Satan-induced and man-run and the King of Kings be on his throne like it was in the Garden of Eden.
Yeah.
So that's what we look forward to. But I just want to say to your audience, and then I'm going to hush, but I want your audience to know I don't set dates and I don't run around wringing my hand saying, oh, my gosh, the sky's falling, but I do know the times we're living in. Thanks.
Amen. Well, exactly. Well, when you have Dr. Billy Graham, who very rarely addressed anything of the prophetic, as you know, throughout his ministry, but in his final months, maybe the last year of his life, he was asked about, are these the last of the last days? And he goes, undoubtedly, we're living in the last of the life. So for Dr. Graham to make that comment, you stand up and you take notice. You go, okay, well, I'm not a conspiratist. I am not out there, like you say, like Pinky Leo, the sky's falling. It's like, wait a minute, we're starting to see these signs. And the reason we speak thus, Carl, is that other like-minded people who are seeing these signs, they say, oh, are you seeing that? I'm seeing that too. Plus, I'm seeing this. Does that fit into what you're seeing? Because this is what reasonable people do, and God commends us like the brothers Issachar, because whether it was the brothers or other wise men who came together and said, hey, this is what I'm seeing. But at the very basis of all this, as you said earlier, very appropriately, is that if you are interested in God, which you should be, and you probably are, and maybe you just haven't quite connected the dots, but the key thing here is that you must come to God in spirit and in truth, which means, Carl, and I want you to break this down for our audience, because this is you can unpack this for years as well. Spirit and truth. What did Jesus mean when he said, here's how you come to the Father?
Yeah, well, absolutely. And I can do it very quickly. Of course, I could talk about it for hours, but here's the quick answer. If you'll just take what he said and turn it around to the opposite. In other words, we cannot come to God and worship him in the flesh and in deception and corruption. We have to come in the spirit and in truth of God's word, contextually interpreted, the truth of God's word. The words written in red are a good place to start, the words that Jesus spoke. Spirit, what does that mean? That means with the mind and heart of the things of God and not the mind and the heart of the things of the world. So if we're going to worship God accurately, faithfully, and sincerely, and powerfully, we must come to him not in the flesh, but in the spirit, not in deception and political correctness and the truisms of our day, but in truth, true truth that lasts forever. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, not a truth, the truth and the life, and no one comes unto the Father but by me. That's what he meant.
And Carl, what I want people to apprehend here, when we talk about spirit, this isn't something we're saying that's kind of woo-woo here or metaphysical or anything like that. This is what we've been designed. And it is that spirit that is crying out for the truth, that when it connects with the truth, it's like a light bulb flash. All of a sudden, this stuff makes sense, right? Does that make sense? Am I saying
Absolutely,
that right?
Yep. Jesus said the spirit would lead us into all truth, and that's what's happening.
Well, I hope you got your seatbelts on. We're just getting warmed up. And you might even put a crash helmet on, too, because, hey, look, we're humanoids, and sometimes we can get a little bit carried away. But thank you for your grace and mercy as we continue to have this conversation with Carl Gallups and his book, The Summoning.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Say, quit looking for a revival. Go be a revival. You know, a revival of one. Why not? We need you there. It's 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. Pastor Carl Gallups is with us. Yes, the renowned author and senior pastor of Hickory Hammock Church in Florida. He was able to dodge the hurricane. It stayed below him. below him. And went east. And although, you know, we continue to pray for, you know, those people that were affected, you know, by the hurricane. 'Tis the season. And here we are. So we're, you know, we're praying for God's protection as we continue to move through this. As we were saying earlier, you know, these days that we're in really are of no surprise. I mean, the Bible is clear. We are heading to the legitimate one world government. There is no doubt a force that wants us to move into this global mindset, to this one world government. Okay. And there's lots of things that happen here. You know, I think it's quite interesting, Carl. You know, people want to argue that, you know, America is antithetical, you know, to this one world government, no doubt because of its nationalistic interest. But, you know, I say, well, look at China. China, you know, China's not into this, you know, this idea of one world government unless it's they're in charge. But that's not the way this is going to break down. So, you know, I think they're misassessing what's going to happen in terms of the timeline here, and especially how strong China is right now on the international stage and what they're doing. But that aside, pause for just a moment and think. This is all the illegitimate. What we know from life is the illegitimate comes on the scene first. The false Christ, the fakers, the faux stuff, that comes on the scene first. But what also follows consistently is the legitimate. So the one world government that we're moving to, surprise, surprise, there will be a true beneficent one world government headed by the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Absolutely. And listen, let me give some further insight into the truths you've already spoken. So you said a moment ago that America, of course, doesn't stand for a one world order. And you're correct. The vast majority of our population, even some on the left, really don't want that when you describe it as the Bible describes it. However, let me just tell your audience what I believe with all my heart, politically speaking and biblically speaking, contextually speaking, what we're watching. Here's the historical truth. Ever since World War II, and the harnessing of nuclear power and nuclear weaponry, we have been the far and away number one superpower, not only militarily, but also the think tank of the world and also the benevolent nation of the world and also the economic engine of the world. It goes up and down, vacillates a little here and there, but there's no one that still can compete with all of that yet. Now, but what is a historical truth is that leaders in America, on the left and the so-called right, ever since World War II, have desired a one-world system over which America would preside. A lot of the globalist agenda has come right out of the United States of America. The problem you just mentioned is there are other emerging superpowers, China and Russia. They want a piece of that pie, too.
Sure.
And they know the one world is coming, but they want to be in charge. So that's why in the Middle East, the conglomeration of the 57 Arab nations, they know it's coming. Satan is putting this mindset in all of them, and every one of them are vying for a seat at the big boys' table, and every one of them wants to be the big boy in charge. That's what we're watching happening. So America is still the best place on the planet to live, I believe, and I love it. But
yes,
it also is involved in all of this to its eyeballs.
And the thing, and you and I talked about this on your show, that keeps cycling back to me, is that in the book of Acts, here it is, Jesus is there. He appears to 500-plus people after his resurrection to validate, in fact, that he has risen from the dead. I mean, it wasn't enough just to see an empty tomb. He actually met in spirit, in a real way, to 500-plus witnesses, okay? And then he leaves this earth. He ascends to heaven to sit at the right hand of the Father. And the repeated refrain of these people was, he's coming back. He's coming back. And so we the church, over the years, you know, some 2,000 years later, we need to reconnect with that reality that Jesus is coming back. And are you ready?
Right. And listen, you've brought up a good point, because people will argue, the naysayers will argue, well, hasn't every generation before us thought it was living in the last days? How stupid of us. How arrogant of us. Well, okay. Here's the historical biblical contextual truth. Yes, right after the resurrection and ascension, the early church, more than likely, most of them thought he was coming again in their lifetimes. That's
exactly
what they prayed for. That's what they hoped for. Now, we see through the scriptures, as you make a progression right on into the book of Revelation, which was the last book written, and into the letters of Peter, they begin to acknowledge in various ways, even directly and certainly indirectly, that no, it's not going to be in our lifetime. In fact, Jesus had said that. He even said this is not going to happen in your age, but in an age to come. But they didn't get that. They wanted to hear what they wanted to hear. So yes, it's a valid argument that the earliest church thought for a while that they would be the ones, but soon they came to understand they wouldn't be. And then down through history, it's true. There are a lot of cults and sects and denominations that claim it's coming, it's our lifetime. Well, but here's the thing. I want to get to this very quickly, and the summoning outlines all of this in great detail. But the bottom line is, we are the first generation, and I could list 20 things, literally, and I do in this book, that come right out of the Bible, but let me list three. The first generation to see the 2,800-year-old prophecy of the return of Israel to happen, and it only happened 73 years ago. We're the first generation to see the return of Jerusalem as the capital, and that was a prophecy over 2,800 years old, and Jesus spoke of it as well, and Zechariah spoke of it as well, Joel spoke of it as well. All of it's in the Bible, that Jerusalem in the last days would come. That only happened 3 years ago. And number three, we're the first generation to see every single technology spoken of in the ancient scriptures that used to look like science fiction. Now we are using every one of them. The whole world will take a mark. The whole world will bow down. The whole world will see it at once. We can call fire down from heaven, you know, drones, satellites, et cetera.
Right.
We can, you know, on and on. You know, the knowledge is increasing. People are running to and fro over the face of the earth like ants. I mean, all of this is in the scriptures one way or the other. And we're the only generation in the last 20 years to see it all happen.
Running around to and fro, looking for knowledge and not finding it. Amazing.
Well,
and meanwhile, we have the government at your door. Knock, knock, knock. We got a gift for you.
Yeah, 1940s in Nazi Germany, by the way, just to give people some perspective. They went door to door. Yeah.
Nothing new under the sun, is there, Carl?
Yeah. No. And so I'm just telling God's people, look, don't walk around fretting. Jesus said this. He said, look, seek first my kingdom and my righteousness, all these other things. Don't worry about tomorrow. It has enough worries of its own. Don't go around saying, what am I going to eat? What am I going to wear? What am I going to drink? God will take care of you. Keep your eyes on him. We're the Noahs. We are the Lots. We're the Esthers. You know, we're the Ruths of our day, men and women who just in the midst of their tumultuous days, they kept their faith and God used them mightily. We're
Amen.
Just here for a little while, brother. Let's use it for the kingdom.
And let me back it up by saying, Carl, that the people of God need you to be the Noah, the Lots, the Esthers.
Yeah.
We need this. And whatever it is that God has called you to, but you don't know if you don't come to God, like we talked about, let's go back full circle, in spirit and truth, because God has a specific marching order that you need to align with, that you will find your peace and fulfillment in life for a time such as this.
Correct. Absolutely right. I tell people all the time, look, don't judge each other by the season they're in. In other words, if you'd have looked at my life 40 years ago, you'd never have dreamed. And I wasn't some criminal pagan, but I wasn't what would give you the appearance of a very godly man where my mind was on the things of God. And you would have said, there's no hope for this guy. This guy's useless for the kingdom. But look at me now. You know,
yeah, but Carl, you could shoot straight, so that was good.
Yeah. Well, that's true. I could shoot straight as a cop, and that was my whole life and career. But look what God has done now. Look at David in his early season. Look at him as God used him. You know, I can go down the list of all of these people who went through seasons of life wherein they started off looking like a failure. Moses was running from the world because he had killed a man.
Exactly.
I mean, and then he winds up being the one that sets all of history on its heels. On and on. All of the disciples. Look at Peter. Look at these guys. Matthew, a traitor tax collector. Peter, a fisherman with a big mouth and a hot head. I mean, yet, at the proper season, God used them all, including you and me,
Amen.
To make a difference for his kingdom. And I'm just begging your audience to consider their own season. And if they're not in the season of with their eyes on Jesus, to do that now. I mean, you know, it's up to them. I can't make them, and I'm not trying to bully anybody into it. But there we are. I mean, we're in unprecedented times.
Without a doubt. And prayerfully, just like Peter, what he was told by Jesus and was able to hear. And it was a little annoying for him because Jesus had to ask him three times, do you love me? But at the end of all that, you know, in spite of what Peter had done in denying Christ that he thought was so shameful, he looks at Peter in the eye and says, hey, you know what? You're still my guy. You're still the guy that I'm choosing to build this new institution called the church. And that's what he says to all of us, is regardless of our past, the plan and purposes that the great I Am has put into motion, even before we were born, as we were being assembled, Carl, everything that we needed to fulfill this God-given destiny is already intrinsically in us. That's why I was saying, when it comes to approaching God in spirit, it's not something woo-woo. It's already within us. It's who we are, right?
Correct.
We got to leave it right there.
The promise. Yep.
Pastor Carl Gallups. Thank you, Carl. Take care. God bless.
Oh, thank you.
Yes,
Bill.
The pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Do the